Welcome back, travelers, to your referral roadmap. This podcast is dedicated to helping you unleash your personal and business revenue potential by cultivating referral relationships. In this 10-part series, we're diving deep into the dynamic realm of target markets. We'll be exploring how understanding and effectively tapping into target markets can be a key driver of success, offering insights and strategies to master this essential aspect of business. Today, we'll be talking about social media and your target market, the winning combination, with our special guest, Kyle Draper. Let's go, Kyle. Kyle's the founder of Content Compounding, Higher Culture, and KyleDraper.com. He's an author and speaker, and I know he has tons of knowledge for us to share today. So can't wait to see where this conversation goes. But I do want to start off by specifying that today we are not going to be talking about algorithms of social media, you know, how to gather up those huge number of followers. Our focus today is going to be on talking about how to use social media to build those relationships, nurture relationships, all while increasing your conversion ratios and revenue. But before we jump into interviewing Kyle, Athena, I believe you might have a story to share with us. Is that right?
I do. And I'm reluctant to even share a story today because we've got the amazing friend on here, Kyle. But I wanted to share something because it resonates with what we're talking about today. And that is about adding value and building relationships. So many of you who've been following us now for a while understand that one of the businesses that I'm affiliated with and an owner with is a home building company here in Oklahoma City. And when we identified that our referral partners were really the agents, okay, so I want you to think about this. It wasn't the end user, it was our agents. And when we identified that, what I did was, how does one person, at the very beginning, I was sales, marketing, advertising. How does one person connect with all of these referral partners necessary to start getting leads? What was social media, you guys? Social media. Now, I got myself involved in Facebook groups that had agents and as many agent activities on social media as possible. One of the things that I know that Kyle will talk to us about is when I got in there, I didn't do what I like to call Gastoning. So if you know what Gaston is a character in a Disney that dances around a pub kissing himself because he thinks he's so amazing. What you don't want to do is get on social media in front of your target market and be like, look at me. I'm so amazing. You just have to do business with me. But yet I think some of us do that. So think about that and look at your own social media and say, am I doing that? I did not do that. Thank goodness I knew Kyle Draper back then. And I went into these social media groups. And guess what? I didn't even tell them, you guys, what I did for a living. All I did was get in there, add value, be supportive, and encourage them and help them. By doing so, I very quickly, to my surprise, I will say, started to get leads. And when I started my coaching business 4 years ago now, my number one lead source at the very beginning, listeners, were Facebook groups. Groups that I got into of a new target market for my coaching business, added value, didn't Gaston, just loved on people and built relationships. And 100% in the very beginning, my leads came from that source. So those of you who are sitting back going, hey, how do I get leads? You want to take notes. So if you're on the treadmill, you'll want to make sure you come back and take notes on here. If you're driving, you'll want to take notes. This is a noteworthy episode. So Jada, before we get into the magnificent conversation with Kyle Draper, I know you got to hit us with some facts and details for those of our listeners who just like the details. Let's give it to them.
You know, I always will bring the details.
Yep.
So I'm going to just read these facts so that I don't mess them up. And I will also make sure to link them in the show notes below. But 78% of salespeople who use social media selling outperform peers who don't use social media at all. And then 93% of consumers trust personal recommendations the most, a lot of which comes through social media. So I think a good example of that is influencers. They might not be someone that they know personally, but they are recommending their favorite products day in and day out, and that is considered a trusted source. 75% of B2B buyers are social or use social media to make buying decisions. 92% of B2B buyers engage with a salesperson who is a well-known industry thought leader. And 90% of decision makers never answer a cold call. But 75% of B2B buyers use social media to make purchasing decisions. So very interesting statistics. Words are hard. but anyways, again, I will link those in the show notes and I won't bore you guys with any more facts today because we want to get the real facts and thoughts of our expert, Kyle Draper. So Kyle, will you give our audience just a brief summary of what your business is, how you got into it?
Yes.
Why don't you take it from there?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. What an absolute honor. I love you guys so much and just value our friendship so much. And so I'm pinching myself just getting to be with you guys today. So thank you. I am a former pastor turned roofer, which is who I was when I met Athena years ago. And then I started a company building websites for real estate agents. And then from there, I realized how bad they were at social media. And so I just started learning social media to teach them classes. And now I get to travel all over the country and teach on social media and marketing and video. And through that, it spun out a couple other businesses that we'll talk about later. And it's wild. I don't know how I got here. I could not have planned how to get here, but somehow I've found myself in this space and people listen to me when I talk about marketing. And so it's crazy, but that's who I am.
I love it. Well, thank you, Kyle, for sharing that. And we're blessed to have you on this podcast as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, now we're going to get into the good stuff. So Kyle, thank you so much for being here. This is going to be fun, listeners. This is a relationship. Kyle and I get to do life together and have been able to watch each other's business grow. But so I can't wait for you to hear his wisdom. So Kyle, here's my first one. Okay. You have been building relationships on social media for years.
Yeah.
What made you understand there was an essential activity to grow a business?
Well, I think what's interesting about that is what led me to understand it was interactions that were happening in real life started online. Right. So when I lived in Oklahoma City where we met and I had a roofing company, I was friending so many realtors every day on Facebook. And then I'd go to a networking event and several of them would be like, we don't know each other, but why do I know that you have a son named Harrison? And I just became known as the Facebook guy. Because I would get on Facebook and I would go friend people and follow them and watch what they do and engage in their content. And then when I'd see them in real life, there was already this weird built-in trust, even though we'd never technically met before. And that was kind of one of the moments where I thought, wait a second, this is interesting. Like, this is real life. And I dug in further from there.
Oh, I love that. Question for you. There's a large movement on social media about just getting followers. And then there's a movement about doing it organically and building relationships. Can you explain for our listener the difference and the good and bad in both strategies in your opinion? I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. There's not bad strategy. It's just bad implementation and potentially bad based on your situation.
Right.
So for my typical audience, like a real estate agent, a mortgage lender, a small business owner, they serve a community of people. And so if the average realtor says, you know, this year I'd like to sell 30 houses. Well, guess what? You probably already have 1,500 friends on your Facebook. And so why do you need to go viral? Why do you have this desire to have 50,000 followers when you just need 30 of the people you already know to say yes to you? And so what happens is we let our ego take over, right? I think our ego is our biggest enemy on social media because my ego says, well, Kyle, don't do that video because that video is not cool. You need to go pick something trending because that's going to give you the best chance to validate yourself. But it's probably not going to result in any business opportunities for me. And so it really just comes down to, like, are you selling a product? Like, if I were selling this pen, well, then I would want a ton of followers because I can sell this pen to anybody in the world. But if I live in Fort Worth, Texas, and I do business in Fort Worth, Texas, I could become a millionaire without ever having more than 500 Facebook friends. And so we just have to understand, like, what are we trying to accomplish? And then based on that understanding, then we begin to kind of create content that serves who we're trying to reach. And so I'm considered a social media expert, but I've got 4,800 followers on Instagram. I've got 9,000 followers on Facebook. Like, I'm not a big deal to anyone, but in my niche, I matter. And that is my focus, right? Serving the niche that I'm, or the niche, I'm not fancy. I don't know the right way to say that word, but that's the big thing. And I think that's where a lot of people get caught up and they get scared. They start overthinking it because they're like, well, I haven't gone viral in a while. Like, what am I doing wrong? And you're probably not doing anything wrong. You may actually be making perfect content. You're just using bad metrics to determine your success.
I love what you said there, where you said your niche, not right? Because, and you said it, and I just wanted everybody to hear, he said your target market. So your target market, which is the theme of our series, really determines if you want to do large, right, Kyle, right, or stay small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and so even, like, I hate all these people. Hate's a strong word. I don't hate anybody, but I get frustrated by people, other experts that are similar to me that are like, you got to be on TikTok. You're not doing that. You got to go. And so most of us are just blown around in the wind because we don't have a clue who we're serving. Because if you were to tell me, you know, my niche is 50 to 60 year olds. Well, guess where you don't need to be? TikTok.
TikTok.
Right. So give yourself permission to not be all over the place because you know your audience. But most people don't. And they're going, well, like, I want to work with 20 to 80 year olds. It's like, well, good luck trying to attract every adult human on the planet. So getting really intentional with that is just such a power play when it comes to social media.
I love it. So another question for you here, Kyle, in your opinion as the expert, do you find if you have a narrow market that you need to focus on relationships, and if you have a broad market, it doesn't need to be relationship based, or do both require relationship selling?
Oh my gosh. Both require both, right? Okay. Anybody that listens to this podcast, if I answered the other way, they'd be like, why did Athena have this guy on here? He doesn't value relationships. All of our success, in my opinion, is about who we know.
You got it.
I've been believing for the last couple of years that, like, I have achieved to the level I need to talent wise to be in any room in my industry. Now it's just a matter of the right people knowing that I exist. And so I'm 3 to 5 relationships at this point from my business changing forever. Because when those people meet me, they're going to go, where have you been? And I'm going to say, well, I was over in the shadows, just working on my content, getting it better at being an expert at what I do, right? Fine tuning things. And so for most people, like, they kind of go about it the opposite. They think they deserve something before they've worked for anything.
Mm. Yeah.
And so it's 100%. Like, every time I go to an upper echelon event, I come away with one relationship that can make a lot of money for my business. But there were 2,000 people there, and I just needed to know that one.
Reach.
And I remember, well, you know Michael Mayer. So I did his coaching back in the day when I was in roofing.
Me too.
And I'll never forget that he was like, what would you rather have, a database of 20,000 or of one? And of course, we're like, 20,000. And he said, but what if that one was Oprah?
Right.
And I'm like, no. You can have your 20,000 back. I'll take Oprah. I want more of Oprah. Oprah, if you're listening, I love you. All right, like, that's all it takes. Oprah puts my book on her book list. I'm selling, 100,000 copies.
Right.
And so it's all about the people all the time. And if we can even take this a slight step further, if you can then begin to speak into the camera when you're creating content, as if I'm speaking to one person, not what's up, y'all. But if I can create the language of you, now I'm creating those connections one-to-one with people, which is a game changer on the internet.
I love this. Okay, Kyle, I want to talk to the listeners maybe out there that are struggling and they're like, I have only done it conventionally. I've only done it to whatever, get followers, or I'm barely doing it. What advice? I'm just getting started. What advice would you give me right now to start relationship building and target market on social media?
So good. I wish we could have planned this. We didn't, but I've got the perfect answer for it, I think. It's removing, currently we look at social media as lead generation, right? So we look at social and we think new. I already have all these people over here, but I need new. And that's why I come to social media. So what I want people to shift their focus of is, what if instead of lead generation, we focused on lead preservation?
Ooh, hold on, mic drop.
We got two mic drops. Look at that. Thank you, buddy. So what I mean by that is, I believe, and now this isn't black and white, this isn't going to be the exact truth for everybody, but for most people in sales, you already know more people than you're getting business. Right? You want to sell 1,000 of something. Awesome. You have more than 1,000 people connected you on social already. And so if we can get into the mindset of, what if I just serve the people I have better instead of stepping over them to go find strangers that don't know me? I think social media would change for a lot of people, and it would actually get fun, because the tactics that's required to get new business are the same tactics that piss off all of our friends. Right? So if I were doing a video that's like, what's up, guys? It's Kyle Draper. Well, I would do that for strangers, but all my friends are going to watch that video and be like, why are you telling me your name, bro? Like, we've been friends for 10 years. Why are you saying your name? And those are those little nuances that we don't think about, but we're chasing strangers and rubbing our actual people the wrong way over and over again. And it's why we look up and we don't have referrals, because we've started kind of burning those bridges. And if not burning, we've just started creating enough splinters to where people don't feel safe walking across it. And we miss a lot of business opportunity that way.
I love it. Well, Kyle, I know in the past I have had you as a coach. You were my coach. And I needed you because I had an ego problem, right? And
you said it,
I had an ego problem and a self-esteem problem. I'm just getting real, right?
Yeah.
So Kyle, explain. I know I'm not the only one with the problem that I had. I'm going to let you explain in your words what my problem was, and if from your perspective, how I have finally gotten over it. And then I'll share mine, but I'm from the coach's perspective, you guys.
So
now I'm being transparent here. Here we go.
Gosh, I have to get this right too. What if I say all the wrong things?
Oh, it'll be fine.
So we're all accustomed to instant gratification. And then especially like for you and I, we speak for a living, or at least as a large piece of what we do. So, I mean, we're used to, my mouth opens and then closes and people are like, oh, that was amazing. You're incredible. Oh my gosh. And so I get in the car full of validation. And then we also feed off of the audience, right? And so when social media is introduced, it creates this new experience where it's like, so wait, I have to have energy, but there's no people to pull it from. And then I need that feedback that people are kind of tracking with me. Otherwise, I want to pivot and kind of go a different direction. Oh, but wait, I don't have that either. And so there's this whole transition that has to take place where I have to trust myself so much that I am the expert of what I do. And I know the way to help people that I can deliver it over and over and over and over again without the need for you to validate me because I already know who I am. And to me, that was one of your struggles. That's always been one of my struggles. And then if we want to get rudimentary with it, like it's as simple as we don't love the way we look. We don't love the way we sound. Like when I was a youth pastor, my most insecure girls in the youth group were the beautiful cheerleaders that everybody wanted to be, but they had no confidence in themselves. And so when we're all walking insecurities, this gets really hard.
Yeah.
Because I constantly want to go, is my hat crooked? Is my, what are my lips doing? Why do they move like that? Is one of my eyeballs actually higher than the other? Like, these are the things that I legit think. Like, I've asked Lana before, hey, come look at this. Is my left eye lower than my right eye? Have I lived my whole life with a droopy eye? What is happening right now? And these are all, though we can like laugh at them, these are very real insecurities that will instantly shut us down from wanting to get in front of the camera. And you and I get in front of people for a living, which is most people's greatest fear. And yet it's still really hard.
It was. And I'll just say thank you for your encouragement and your relentlessness at telling me to get myself out there. You guys, I'll use this quote because I think it, somebody may be listening to this needs to hear it. I really was in my way because I felt so insecure about my weight and my ability and all the things that Kyle suggested. And one day he said something to me that was an aha moment that has stuck with me forever. And it was this: Athena, what if you woke up tomorrow and Jesus was standing in front of you? And he said, what did you do to help my people yesterday? And you had to say back, well, I didn't help them because I'm fat and I didn't want them to see me fat. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. Now, he could say that to me. We're friends. He's my coach. And he doesn't mean that I'm fat. What he was saying is he knew that that was my insecurity. And so he hit it right where it mattered. And from that point on, I started the journey of saying, I'm not going to allow my insecurity, whatever that is for you, to stop me from servicing my target market and the people that I have believe I've been put here to serve because I'm insecure. Didn't make it easy, but it gave me the fuel. So I, for that, friend, thank you.
You're
so much.
Welcome.
Who would have known?
Can I save myself from, so when I said that very abruptly to you, I've recalibrated that statement. And so now what I tell people is that my superpower is that I care more about helping people than I care about looking stupid.
Yep.
I will go through any length necessary to serve people, even if it means overcoming my own insecurities, putting those at risk for people to talk about. Mm-hmm. It's worth it. And I think there's so much lip service in all these industries that we're a part of that are, you know, I love helping people. I'm here to serve people. And it's like bull freaking crap. You can't get over the pimple on your face. Like that pimple is keeping you from helping people. So don't talk to me about how bad you want to help people when you value your pimple over their opportunity to win. You know, so maybe I need to, you know, figure a better way to say it, but.
Well, you said it, you know, you would not say what you said to me to the masses.
Of course.
But what you said to me was exactly what I needed to hear. because you knew me and you knew what I needed to hear.
Yeah.
And so now the weight has not changed, but I'm all over the internet.
Come on.
Thanks to you.
You're welcome, internet.
Thick and proud right here. I'm telling you now. So, hey, so one, a couple more questions. I know we're going long, but gosh, you're so good, Kyle. What wisdom do you want to make sure that this audience hears from you, that you don't want to end this without them hearing?
Yeah. It's a great question. I think what I would tell them is that you are already enough. You know, we convince ourselves that, like, well, I will show up when I'm more of the expert. I will show up when I weigh less. I will show up after my Botox appointment Thursday and I don't have those wrinkles on my forehead. And the reality is the answer to all those questions is no, you won't. Because if you won't show up now, you're not going to show up later. And the vision that God gave me, the clarity that God gave me when I jumped into this industry was, Kyle, if you know 1% more than them, you always have something of value to offer them.
Mm.
And so don't wait around until you believe you're the expert. Start right now, knowing that there's going to be people in the room that always know less than you. And so just go give to them. And it's really been the catalyst that has always, always, always propelled me forward. And I've been able to adopt, like, that, this ready, fire, aim mentality, which is I'm going to start shooting crap and we're going to figure it out on the way out, on the way in, and instead of going, well, like, let's, you know, let's get in front of a whiteboard and then let's invite a few people in and let's talk about it together. And I'm 10 mistakes in and you haven't even tried yet. So that's the, like, you're ready right now. Stop waiting.
I love that. Thank you so much. Hey, Kyle, these people need to connect with you. So please tell us, I know Jada will put these links in our show notes, but please tell us how we can connect with you.
So many ways. There's too many ways, I think. You know, so I love to speak. I travel the country and speak for a living. Big or small, I love to help people in the marketing world. And so KyleDraper.com is a great place for that. If you've identified and really connected to you and I's conversation about the insecurities that keep you from showing up online and you're not doing video content, I have a video editing company that creates incredible content for people. And so that's Content Compounding. There'll be a link to that. And then through Content Compounding, we have developed this unbelievable team of VAs, of virtual assistants. And so I think we're up to like 16 virtual assistants on my team. And so we started a VA company to help people what we've found success in, which is using men and women on the other side of the world that are immensely talented to fill holes that we have in our business that we can't afford to plug in somebody in America to. And so that's called Higher Culture VA. And gosh, there's probably four more things but I'm not going to do it because it's too much.
Well, I appreciate that. All right, Jada, take it away.
All right. Well, we would love to invite you all to join the Success Revolution. It's fueled by relationships, referral, and revenue to get your weekly growth strategy straight to your inbox to take control of your sales, revenue, and achieve your full potential. We'll make sure to link the link to subscribe in the show notes to that weekly blog. And don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast and join us next week as Athena brings some real talk and real strategies on a customer-centric business, your path to prosperity, with our guest, Taylor Richardson. We'll see you next week.